Hello, Hot Springs. I'm D.B. Cooper.
And I'm Erin Baber.
That's Rootin' Tootin'.
And we're from the Garland County Library.
And this is Checked Out,
a podcast where we talk about all things library each Friday.
Broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Cell Studios.
Thanks for joining us.
It's a sunny Friday out there. Who are you and what do you do?
My name is Katie Allen, and I'm the children's librarian at the library.
How long have you been here?
Well, I started working here in high school, like many of the people who are here, and that was in 2004. So
we barely missed each other.
Yes, we did. We didn't work together at first.
No, because I worked here from 2002 to 2004.
Yes,
in my high school years, and then we barely missed each other. It's funny,
but I didn't leave and come back. Like a lot of you guys.
I have been solid.
18 years?
18 years,
wow.
Yeah.
When did you become full-time? Because a lot of that was spent part-time.
Right, I was a page, shelving books, and then I was a clerk, checking folks out. And then in 2010, I came on full-time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So did you start working here and just love it? Because you have, you're a librarian.
Yeah.
Like you went to school for this.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. When I was working here in high school, I wanted to be a teacher. So, and I kind of, ever since I was five, I was I'm going to be a teacher. I'm going to teach kindergarten. I love it. And when I started going to school to be a teacher, I'm maybe this is more paperwork than I want. Maybe this is more standards than I want to follow.
Yeah.
Maybe I want to do my own thing and decide what I want to teach and read. So I changed in the middle of my degree from education to general studies because they'll let you get a master's degree with any undergraduate degree. They don't care.
Yeah.
So I just did a general studies degree at Henderson and then went to grad school.
So whenever you were... thought you were going to be a teacher.
Yes.
So have you always wanted to work with children or
forever.
Well, then it's perfect.
Yeah.
Because some of the programs you do here are toddler time. And,
yes.
You do a lot of programs still, even though you do a lot of paperwork.
Yeah, I still do a lot of paperwork. Darn it.
Right?
But
you said that and I was like, oh, no, that's a lot of paperwork we have to do.
I do a lot of paperwork, but if I want to teach a program about sloths, I can do that. I don't have to find it in the Arkansas standards and turn in my lesson plan to somebody. I can do what I want.
I imagine
that's great. So I don't have to answer to any principals or anything.
In what way do you think, I guess specifically the children's library, how has that changed over the years? That you've seen it from, 2004, that was almost a brand new building here.
Sure. So, staffing has changed a lot. When I first started working, I think it was just Casey McKinney. Mm-hmm. You guys, a lot listeners probably remember her. She worked in the children's department for a long, long time. And Tiffany, and I think they were the only full-timers.
Wow.
At the time.
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
And so there were maybe six or seven of us all together. And I would work a Saturday just by myself. And now we have to have at least 4 to 5.
Yeah.
If we're full staffed on Saturday in the children's department, we have 4 or 5.
And y'all didn't have a workroom. Your desk was it. And then it was outside.
Yes.
Right?
We had that courtyard.
The courtyard that's mad, looks like the one over here by the auditorium, but that's crazy.
And it used to be all gray.
I know, everything was gray.
Yes.
Institutional gray.
Yes. And it was fine for the time, but then it was time to change it up. But I feel like it's time to change it up again. So
I do, too.
I'm super excited about what's on the
I was excited rising. About painting and getting all the new colorful stuff back in, when did we do that? 2015?
Yeah, I think so.
So, we're going to be changing a lot of stuff.
I can't wait. I want it to be a whole new place. When you walk in, you're like,
I do too. I hope that we're able to do something with the outside that makes it look new,
Or just children?
Well, right now we're talking about the remodel, which is going to be coming up. So we're, when we talked about putting the teen section up high, I just hope that that Malvern facing side, the children's department side, gets an update.
That'd be awesome.
The whole building doesn't have to, just that one side so that it's just oh, what's that?
Well, do you know how many people in town are still oh, I didn't even know the library was over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we had some, attention-grabbing.
Every time I hear stuff like that, I feel because I'm not doing my job.
No, you are doing your job. They hear about us. They just don't know where we are.
Yeah. Well, it's hard, you have to be around town and you have to know the health department.
Right, or the Ricks building.
Yeah. And it's like, I still don't know what they do in the Ricks building. I just know it's called the Ricks building.
Usually when I tell people, have you seen the white sign with our logo? They're like, oh, yeah, that's where the library is. So they know. They just, we're set off by
everything.
Fine. So.
It's great, though. I'm excited. I'm excited for the remodel.
Yeah.
Are you excited for the garden?
Yes, I'm so excited for the garden.
Are you going to do programs up there?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Outside stuff.
Uh-huh.
I'm not very outdoorsy, but I'm a little bit outdoorsy.
I know you do. You do a lot of the cooking programs. Or, you know, we've had cooking programs in the past. I don't know what we really have right now.
Yes, I kind of paused the cooking programs because my internet is so unreliable at home that I was having to, like, stop the program in the middle and just hope that the kids didn't burn their houses down. So I had to pause those for a little while. And when my internet gets more reliable, I'll just pick it up again. But, yeah,
or
the kids were picking up their
ingredients, loved it, taking it home,
uh-huh. cooking a meal for their family, completely provided by the library. So it was awesome.
Yeah. It was great. And I think that I saw a lot of comments and pictures and stuff from that on the Facebook group, which was really fun.
It was good.
So when we remodel and we have our own kitchen here,
yes,
we can do it here with a live audience.
That makes me nervous, but yeah.
And there's so many potential fires. Let's see.
Yeah, have you seen any, like, what's been the hardest transition from, like, the pandemic where we closed and you were forced to do virtual, you know, or online programming versus, like, now the summer reading program's coming back, you know, kids are in the building,
yes.
we're about to do a remodel.
So I feel like when we were in COVID, it was really hard to do that virtual stuff, at least getting used to it, and especially the recorded story times where you were just... It was you and your phone. You were reading to your phone, and it feels so awkward.
There's no reactions.
No reactions, yeah. And if you have kids, like I have kids at my house, you might have to re-record it 10 times because they interrupted. I need a snack, or, you know, let me go to the bathroom, whatever it is. And so that was really hard to get used to that. I hated the recorded story times the whole time. In fact, as soon as we said we don't have to do those anymore, I was like, I'm never doing them again.
Yeah.
And then we did Zoom, which was okay. I like the Zoom programs all right. We got used to it. It's really nice because there's a mute button.
Yeah.
For the children.
Yeah, and you as the presenter
can
mute.
Yes, you can choose who you want to mute.
There needs to be a mute in real life.
Yes. And toddler time is like my main weekly program that I always do, and it was very interesting to do on Zoom. It was great. I think the kids were doing awesome. They were staying in front of the screen for the most part, participating. And then when the pandemic was over, it was kind of crazy. And a lot of times it would just be like parents would set the phone, like, and I could tell, like, is there time to do the dishes or something?
Yeah.
And their kids just like, whatever. So now, fast forward, COVID is, you know, we're back open.
Yeah.
These toddlers are coming into a structured story time for the first time in their whole lives. They have no idea how to behave. So it is
I never thought about that. Wild
banshees. Yeah, they've never been to daycare, most of them. They haven't been to the library for a story time. It's mostly been them and their parents at home.
Man, I just want to sit in.
Yeah.
Like, I love when kids just go wild. Like, like birthday parties and stuff. If I'm not responsible.
Yes.
Or if mine is, like, being okay, I'm just like, I love watching the chaos.
It is chaos.
Yeah.
My toddlers, there's been like 40 to 50 people show up for toddler time on Fridays. This is not an advertisement for that program because we have plenty of kids coming. You come if you want to, but it's a little wild. And yeah, they're pretty crazy because toddlers are going to toddler.
Yeah.
You can't really tell them what to do.
Yeah. What's that saying? The two honest things are...
Toddlers and
drunk people.
Yes. It is like a bunch of drunk little people running around. But they're wonderful. They bring me so much joy. So.
That's great.
I wouldn't change it. But yeah, COVID changed the game for sure.
Looking for more local content like this and so much more? Click subscribe by visiting hotsr.com.
Well, speaking of programs, is there something that you're, you know, super excited about coming up, maybe even in the future this year, or like...
You have your hands in all the big projects, too, though.
Yeah,
like
I
the book
do.
Festival.
Yeah, we've got the book fest coming up. I hope we do true crime again.
I think we will,
yeah.
They've made that into a monthly book club
for
now,
awesome.
And I think that's going to help build, you know, keep momentum going for us.
We talked about yesterday bringing back, we haven't done it in years and years, Harry Potter program.
So,
like an after hours event. Yeah, we were talking about like back to Hogwarts in September instead of back to school. And so theming activities around the library based on the different classes that you can take at Hogwarts.
Yeah, that's just
I'm thinking about that.
And if you don't know, I love, I usually don't really have anything to do with the children's programming. But I reap the rewards because, like, you guys always make snacks.
Yes, we do some good snacks.
Like pretzel wands dipped in chocolate that I get to eat.
With a clever name.
Like, yeah.
So excited about
y'all put a lot of work and a lot of love into your program.
Yeah, you really do.
And it shows.
Oh, that's sweet.
And you guys are rock stars around town. I remember coming here in 2014, we would do, like, book card drill teams.
I was about to say, do you remember just being the ones that are just like, we're here, too. Yeah. Everybody's like, Miss Katie,
Miss
Tiffany,
Miss Katie.
And then the rest of us are just like,
yes. I wish we could bring back book card drill teams.
No,
we have too many kids now.
No
time to practice.
Yeah, I'm too old. Like, there's got to be young bucks here. That's like, I get injured bowling.
The fans, I think, want it, though.
I think so, too.
So. I do think, though, because we're getting a new... Our bookmobile should be here this year.
Yes.
So,
it could be
so I think that we're going to probably try to put the bookmobile in the parade. And then there's no reason that we can't, like, have a couple
we
of cards.
We can do it. Yes.
So, you know, even if they're just full of, like, the candies.
Yes. And even if it's not, like, fully choreographed, I have to let go of that. Like, it could be just... fun.
It could be.
It doesn't have to be so structured. Where
we had moved
down.
We were practicing like three or four times a week.
Yeah.
It was all off the clock, too. So
yes.
It was just like we would get here at 7 in the morning.
Yes.
And walk around the library pushing cards like idiots.
In the freezing cold.
Yeah.
Oh, it was fun.
It was fun.
Yeah.
I would do it again.
Yeah.
When my kids are grown.
So we're talking about some other memories. Do you have any, I mean, this is probably an impossible question, especially for a time limit, but like, do you have any just standout memories of all your time here? Anything just favorite?
So, when I was in high school and college, we just lived for summer because, first of all, you got to work more hours.
So more money, right.
And your time went by. You know, the day went by so fast because it was so busy. And one of the things we used to do way back then, we'd have the 4-H bring animals, and they would be, do you remember this at all? They would be in the old courtyard, which is now the children's workroom. And so you never knew what they were going to show up with. It might be like a pig, it might be a horse, it could be a donkey, a bunch of puppies, kitties, whatever, and like people would line up around the building to pet all of these animals. And it was really special, but we also had to shovel goat poop and like wrangle kids from getting kicked by pigs and things. And I mean, it was kind of, now I look back and I'm like, wow, I don't know, that was kind of crazy.
Like, wow.
But it was really fun.
That reminds me of like before, you know, before COVID when we'd have live animal programs, like I'd just be working and then all of a sudden I'd have like a giant snake put on me.
Yes.
Because Bob was here, you know,
yes.
like.
Yeah, I'd be in the back and I'd be like, hey, there's a kangaroo in the auditorium if you want to.
And everybody's like,
what a crazy place we work, right?
It's a weird place to work, and
yeah,
I love it because not only are the staff awesome, it's like a big family, but we get to do so many cool things.
We do.
And so many opportunities. So
yeah.
I love it here.
Yeah. I do too.
Yeah.
It's pretty magical.
Mm-hmm.
What's your second favorite dinosaur?
Not your first.
Not your first.
I don't care
about that.
I don't care.
Triceratops.
Okay.
All right.
First, I won't tell.
All right.
Do you have
a least favorite color?
Probably the one you like the best.
These are the hard-hitting.
Mustard yellow.
Mustard.
I love mustard yellow.
Yeah.
Love it. I'm surprised I'm not wearing
You're not
something
wearing it
mustard
today.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for doing this with us.
Thank you for having me.
And you probably already know her, but if you don't, please come into the children's department, the children's library over there, and say hi to Miss Katie if you see her.
I'd love to see you.
You can also join us, join our Facebook community group. Just search for it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I lost it there. But you can see a lot of, you can join the group, and it's for anybody, but a lot of the parents and families post pictures of like their kids doing programs here, and you know, a lot of the staff members post about upcoming programs.
Yeah.
It's a really good way to connect with us directly.
Yes.
Kind of.
Because we're on there. I mean, you can reach out directly to us.
Yeah,
I've got something
neat
to post today about a board game that we've been playing at the house.
Ooh,
so,
all right.
I can do that. Now I'm. We'll remember.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Katie.
Thank you for having me.
I'm glad I work with you.
I'm glad to work with you guys, too.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Checked Out.
From the Garland County Library.
New episodes released each Friday from the Razorback Camper Cell Studios. I'm D.B. Cooper.
And I'm Erin Baber.
Thanks for listening.